Station calling, you are all noise, no audio. WRUX 245. Station calling, you are all noise, no audio, WRUX 245.
RCP 544, Sheboygan County, we are mobile.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448, this is Kurt. Good morning, Bob, if you're still out there.
Kurt, WRZP 544, I sure am there, brother. How are you?
Well, good morning, Bob. We've spoken once or twice now, I believe. I'm relatively new to the repeater network. I'm in Groveland Township, and we are doing good this morning. How about yourself?
It'd probably be illegal. We got rain, and we need it, Roger.
Yeah, I remember last time I spoke with you, you said you were getting some much needed rain. We've got very light rain right now here between Holly and Ortonville. Over.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some last week, and it started about 2 this morning. Came down rather heavy, and it's going to continue on into the day or after 2 this afternoon. So, as I said, well-needed and well-appreciated, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I suppose we could use a little bit of rain ourselves here, keep the dust down on the roads, keep the plants watered a little bit. Over, that's about that.
You're on mine there, Kurt. What kind of radio are you running there? Your modulation is excellent on that thing.
Right now, I'm running a Radiodity DB40 with probably some mid-grade RG coax. I've got Kawasaki antenna, something I only paid $26 for, and I am about 26 feet up in the air as well. Hitting the Flint repeater, which I'm probably, 20 miles from, over.
Even though you can't pronounce it, there's a lot of that you can't do these days. It's doing the job for you. Give me just 1 minute and I'll be right back with you, sir.
BRPD 448 standing by.
Kurt, we're back with you there. A minor incident here on the highway.
Well, I hope all is well. Obviously, if you need to tend to driving, do so. Over.
We're good to go. We need to stop and let one of the dogs out, Roger.
Oh, we love our dogs. So what do you got planned today? Are you going for your walk again?
I am. Pretty much my morning routine. Get the dogs up and about and get my lazy retired butt up and moving around there, Roger.
Yeah, we're going to get up today, have some coffee, again, maybe drive in the park I live next to, and then the joyous task of pricing tires for the truck. Lots of fun. Not over.
Definite not. I did that before winter last year. No, they're not cheap, brother. Nothing's cheap these days, but I'm going to feel your pain there, Roger.
Yeah, the truck doesn't get through the snow too good if the tires don't grip it. this will be the first set of tires for this truck that we've got now, and hopefully it's our last truck. I'm sure it won't be the last set of tires, though. Over.
They're like dogs and kids. You keep feeding them, and they wear out, and they keep coming back, Roger. other than that, I don't know what my day is going to bring. The better half is going downstate to visit some family. I'm going to be left unsupervised, so there's no telling what me and the dogs will get into.
Well, that sounds like a good day right there. Hopefully you guys won't get into too much mischief, and hopefully my tires won't cost me too much money. This is WRPV448. I will let you get to your day, Bob. Always a pleasure speaking with you, and I will be clear on your final.
Good. Always a pleasure to talk with you in the morning, and I'm sure we'll do it again sometime in the future. Just an FYI, I don't know if you've checked TireRack.com. TireRack.com, that's where I got this set. They weren't cheap, but they were cheaper than everybody around here. Goodyear all-terrain radial TAs for my truck. I drive a XLT-150 Super Crew. Just an FYI, I like to push them pennies as far as they'll go these days. All right, Kurt, take care, enjoy, be safe. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WXBY 676 to 690. Are you out there, 690? 676 monitoring.
This is a radio check.
This is WSBY 812. Just give me a radio check. WSTY812.
Yeah, so never been able to transmit onto the repeater before, just wondering if anyone's out there hearing what I'm saying.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, WRC-2544.
How's the weather up there in Sheboygan?
Wet and wetter, Roger.
Nice and overcast down here by Bay City. Looks like it's about to rain now.
Unlike yourselves, I understand you guys have been getting pounded here this summer. We are below normal, so we'll take all the rain we can get, Roger. WRZP 544.
Could not understand that transmission.
Thank you. WSTY 676-669.
WRMZ 640.
Radio check WSDZ 571.
That's 571, this is WSDW 226. Loud and clear on the MI8 network.
I'm eating great!
Yeah, I'm up here at Phoenix, so have a good day.
Copy WSDZ 571.
WSDW 226, standing by.
Can't hit them with homers.
Boy, it's nice to be not too smart.
Sorry, I can use 2-3-4. WSBU 620, last calling station, say again.
WRCU 224, just testing on this radio here.
WSBU 620, I got you, sir. You're coming in loud and clear on the Mayville repeater.
Sounds good, man. Coming to you on the Mount Clemens. WRCU.
Roger that. Yeah, we used to have a car show in Mount Clemens every year for the big Pontiac group. And they shut that down a long time ago when the Trade Center shut down.
Ah, gotcha. Yep. Woodward Series is this weekend.
WSBU 620 monitoring.
RZ544, we are mobile.
WSAF 413 monitoring.
WRCU224 mobile.
Thank you.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy. Station 213, PAM, do you copy?
I can hear you. I'm standby here. And actually,
now we're just leaving the rest area, the first rest area here. You guys coming up to it, or are you going past it?
We passed y'all.
No.
We were actually going to stop, but we didn't get over in time.
Roger that. We're getting ready to hit on the freeway in just a minute.
10-4.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
No.
Yep, this is WSCI 783. This is 392. Station 213, PAM, do you still copy?
10-4, we still hear you.
Up that far up ahead.
What mile marker are you at?
We're at mile marker 141. That's 141.
10-4, we just crossed 155. 155.
Going up the bridge. Copy.
This is WSCI 783. I copy.
How many miles do we have left because we turned off the GPS?
51 miles. Copy.
Copy.
WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSCI 392 monitoring.
WSGW 213, we're stopped to the rest area.
WSCI 783 to station 213, copy.
I hear ya.
Alright, enjoy your restroom break. We're probably going to pass you. WSCI 392, we're probably going to pass you. Thank you.
copy. WSPI 783 to station 213, copy. WSPI 783 to station 213, copy.
WSPI 392, copy.
Copy.
How far are we from home?
One mile, Star House.
We probably have 23 miles to our house.
Maybe.
We're 29 miles away from our house.
Station
2,
copy.
This is WCI 392, what station?
This is WSCI 783 to station 213, do you copy? Pam, do you copy? This is WSCI 783 to station 213. Do you copy, Pam? WSCI 783 to station 213. Do you copy? WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, do you copy?
WSCI 392, I copy.
You ready for some trivia?
No, Addie's passed out. Addie's asleep again.
Roger that. WSCI 783 monitoring. WSPI 783 to station 213. Do you copy, Pam? SCI 783 to WSCI 392, do you copy?
Copy.
17 miles.
So split up. This is WSCI 392, looking for WSCI 783, copy.
Copy.
Just split up.
Yep, shortly.
WSCD 713, copy, you have 35 miles.
WSCI 392, looking for WSCI 783.
Yep, copy.
We can stay on the repeater when we split up because then I can still reach you from our house.
Alright, well hit me up when you're home and when you're heading my way, would you?
I'll hit you up when we get home.
All right, very well. WSCI 783, monitoring.
We'll honk at you when we split up.
WSCI 3, 783 to 392, do you copy?
WSCI 392, we copy.
We're home.
We made it home.
Can you bring it back?
Yeah, just made it home. I'm about to hit out the trucks to get a brick to put on our tires.
WSCI 783, clear.
WSCI 392, clear.
WRWS 538, standing by.
WSDU 620, monitoring.
That Andrew, are you out there from Ohio? WRCY 565.
Yes, sir, it is. I'm up here in Cairo again for the weekend.
Ah, copy that. Okay, well, I kind of heard you the other day, and I wasn't sure, and I was doing other things. Between the last time you were up here and now, I got my ham ticket, so, yeah, that's one headache that I don't have to worry about anymore, so I'm good now.
stuff, sir. Congratulations on that. I'm about to go test for my ham next month.
I don't know what kind of study course you're using, but I use ham radio prep, and the wording in the questions and the answers is right on the test. I mean, they took it word for word right off of it. There's no trick questions or anything, and I was able to have great success with it, and I recommend it to other people.
Roger that. Buddy and I just put up a GMRS repeater down in Massillon, Ohio, and with an amp on it, and it's doing pretty well, actually.
Yeah, repeaters are popping up everywhere. Here in the Metro Detroit area where I'm at, we can't put anything east of Lansing because of the line A, line B thing. So we only got six frequencies available at the eight that we're using on this MI-8 network until maybe we get some connections over to those towards the west side and we can build a system. But then again, you can only talk when you get to that side, you know. But we're looking at our options.
Yeah, we had a pair of Kenwood GMRS mobile radios hooked up to a duplexer, and our ID unit was giving us problems. So we went to our backup with dual Baofeng 5RMs and an amplifier, and it's actually doing better than the Kenwoods were doing with two HTs.
Yeah, kind of leery about Baofeng, but I mean, I have Motorola commercial radios, and I do believe in Kenwood commercial radios and ICOM commercial radios, but yeah, sometimes those units will surprise you, and you will get better things out of it. I mean, I'm talking on my Wuxon right now, and KGUV9GX, and about 13 miles from the Detroit repeater, because I have a better line of sight the Detroit repeater than I do the McComb.
Very nice. Yeah, I've been looking at Wuxon myself, the new KG-1000G. I'd like to buy several of them, actually. One for each of my vehicles, one as a base station.
Yeah, those KG-1000Gs, and I think the other one, the newer one, is a G Plus or a GX model. It's a little bit sturdier of a radio. Those also make, to everybody I know who's built them or used them, mobile units, you can pair them up and make them into a repeater, and a lot of people have had a lot of success with those instead of investing into a commercial quality one, repeater.
Yeah, they look like nice mobile radios. My buddy and I are trying to get him to get some here, probably around tax time. We have a club tower for our radio club down there. They're thinking about letting us put the repeater on that 170-foot tower.
You know what they say, height is might, and you know, you gotta either that or find a very, very, very tall tree. That's what we say around here, you know. What are all your repeaters on? I said, very tall trees, and yeah. So height is might, and 175 feet will definitely do it, and you still don't have to light the thing up.
Yeah, it's definitely been fun playing radio the last few months. We've been watching all the areas around us and seeing what other frequencies are around us, and think we put ours on channel 17, as all the other channels were taken up around our area. But I've been coming up here to Michigan in the last month now, seeing my mother-in-law. She's not doing too well.
Yeah, I was aware of it, but I didn't have it. Yeah, like I say, I just, when I heard you were up here, I said, uh-oh. And, I just let you know my thoughts and prayers are with you and your family during this difficult time. I lost my mother in December. She lived to be 98, took the full life, and 30 years she survived on her own without my father, so all good. Just so you know, been thinking about you, and like I say, the time when we first talked a couple weeks ago, things like that I don't forget.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, she's hung in here for another 2 weeks, and it's declining rapidly. My grandfather passed 2 weeks ago, and now this weekend made another trip back up here.
Take a moment there. A lot of road trips are hard when there is distance like this. My brother came up during the Christmas holiday because my mom passed about 2 weeks before Christmas. And he's been down in Florida for about 4 or 5 years, 4 years I think it is, before COVID is when he made his move. And he has some advantages for travel. He doesn't have to fly commercially, he can fly privately and so on and so forth. But that's even difficult, whether you drive or fly or whatever the case may be. So, I feel it. And I hear you on the radio, but not under these circumstances.
Yeah, not under the right circumstances by any means, but... I get to come up here and talk on the repeaters to other guys and meet new people, so it makes it interesting.
Well, the overall network that we have here, WACMN, .net is the website, and it goes through everything that we have on amateur, GMRS, DMR, all the stuff that we have, and once you get your license, you'll be able to use the DAT network as well. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. I just heard you out there, and I had a moment to talk to you. Not really doing anything on today at all until about 4 or 5 o'clock when it's Friday night, date night, and I'll be surprised at what's up her sleeve because it's her turn to pick this time. And it was my turn last weekend. I picked, and I screwed up big time. So I don't even know if I'm going to have a Friday night game night. I might still be in the doghouse.
All right, sir. You have a good one. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 monitoring.
Copy. And again, we're with you up here in Michigan, so anything you need or anything, just give us a holler. We'll see what we can do for you. WRCY 565, we're clear.
WRUU 850.
WIUG 488. Station 983. Station out there 983. WIUG 488. Copy.
WRPB-448. This is Kurt from Groveland Township looking for Jack, W-488. Over. WRPB-448, looking for Jack, 488. Do you copy today, Jack? Over.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. How you doing?
I am well, Jack. I just turned on the radio and heard your name and realized I haven't said hello to you in about a week and a half. Groveland Township says hello. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you?
Just enjoying a little bit of rain here. How's the weather over by your house? Over.
It's the same thing. It's raining here too. No wind blowing, no nothing. Just rain. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. We were fortunate enough to get our yard work done yesterday, and I'm just enjoying the next day and tomorrow off, and I go back to work on Sunday. Over.
Oh, that's good. Go back on Sunday. It's not bad at all. But I don't know. They said there'd get rain all the way to Sunday. So I don't know how true that is. Roger.
Well, as long as you're saying the rain word and not the snow word, we're good. I went out and had to price winter tires today. That wasn't very pleasant. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It costs a lot of money, those tires, these days. And that's for sure. This is WIUG 48.
WRPB 448 4ID as well. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's a lot of money for the tires today. I don't know if they put four of them or it's still a lot of money for one tire. Last time I shot the tires, it was about $180. And I said, okay. And he said, no, $180. He said, plus tax.
Well, the tires I like are about $250 plus tax. I'm sitting on it for a couple weeks till we make that kind of a purchase. Over.
I don't blame you. Wait a little bit more. Maybe it's something, you know, check around some other people. I don't know. I usually go to Costco for that. Find out how much they are.
Oh, yeah. Costco's a good idea. Thank you very much. I kind of forgot about them.
They usually give you a good discount on them. I had a couple of discounts from them before. Roger.
Copy that. Well, Jack, I wanted to say hello to you. I hear you talking to everyone else. This is WRPB-448. Always a pleasure speaking with you. I will be clear on your final. Good to talk with you, Jack. Over.
Sir, you take care and have a good day. WIUG-48.
WSCI 392, looking for WSCI 783.
This is WSCI 783, copy.
WSCI 392, we're on our way.
All right, we're gonna go for it. Just see if go ahead and pull in the back. We're gonna park it out back.
Okay. See you in a little bit. WSCI 392 on standby.
WSCI 783, I'm sorry. WRUU 850.
Oh, go ahead. WIUG 48. How you doing, Sean?
Doing okay, but I didn't realize how close Menards was to where I was at. I'm in their parking lot. That was my next stop. I thought I had another mile or so to go. I don't come to this Menards too often. Looking for a window shade.
Yeah, they have a few good ones out there, but I don't know, you know, how big your window is, Roger.
Yeah, not too big. So, all right, I just parked here at Menards. Sorry about that. I thought I'd be in here a little bit longer. WRUU 850. I'll be back in a few.
Problem. WRUG
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
Let's go ahead. Did you find any?
We had one fake wood slat one, but I'm more looking for a shade. But that one wasn't terribly bad. Just the slats were too big for the opening I got to put in. Now I'm looking for, they didn't have what I wanted. They had one maybe, kind of, sort of. So back to Home Depot and Lowe's I go. I'm going to check them again. Hope I don't have to go to IKEA.
Well, how people, you know, they each want to have different colors and different, you know, sizes, but they can cut them for you.
At this point, what I think I'd like is a real simple, either dark gray or black vinyl pull-down shade. I'm trying to darken a room. And, you know, they've got them. They're out there. I saw it. There was a dark gray, dark room darkening one at Lowe's that I almost got, but I'm going to go check Home Depot again because I was looking for blinds. But I talked it over with my wife, and we both pretty much hate horizontal blinds, so I think we're going to go with a different route.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I have a shade here plus a blind. You know, there's a blind in JCPenney. They're usually good prices there.
I would have never thought of JCPenney's for blinds. Where in the hell do they have those?
They have them downstairs.
Well, I won't be terribly far from there. If I can find what I need at Home Depot or Lowe's, I'll shoot up there and check that out. And if I don't find them there, I'm probably just going to get on Amazon and order them. I wanted to do it, knock it out today, but if I have to order them, I'll order them.
Well, yeah. A few other places, they have them too, you know, but I don't know how they are. But I was at JCPenney, and I seen those, you know, they were downstairs the last time I was out there, but 6 months ago.
Well, like I said, I will definitely keep that in mind. And if they don't have them at Home Depot or Lowe's over here, then I'll check that out. I don't want to run the IKEA. I haven't been there in a long time, so for no other reason I could go. But if I was going to go all the way out there, I ain't going to go for a, you know, $20 blind.
Road trip.
Fair.com.
Well, let's hope it doesn't
try,
come to that.
Try
because
that
I'm in no mood for
really
Swedish meatballs.
You cannot find it, then and that's all you can do is go somewhere else. Roger.
That's how that works.
So are you going to be tomorrow at the old place or new place?
Well, the old place is still closed. I have no idea if they're going to ever reopen. I'm starting to wonder. As a matter of fact, I'm in front of it right now. And there ain't a soul there, and the sign's still in the door. I guess they got a bunch of their equipment fried in that electrical thing, so they got a big insurance claim, and they got to get all sorts of new equipment. It may be they make a decision, you know. I don't know. We'll see. But it's going to be at the place right around the corner. I haven't heard otherwise, I should say.
Yeah, it's not going to be that easy. With the insurance and all that, and they take their own sweet time and come out and check this out and check that out. I don't know if it's going to be very easy. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's why it's been, you know, several weeks now and they're still down. So, you know, I don't know. So, all right, Jack, I'll talk to you in a little bit here. I'm going to focus on getting parked here and go in, try to find my blind or shade or whatever it is to darken my room.
and I'll catch you in a bit. But we'll see you in the morning, if not.
Hey, John, take care. WIUU 850 from WIUG 48, clear.
WRUU 850.
You are.
I heard you out there, but you're not a clear. I don't know what happened. Maybe you got a walkie-talkie?
Sean, you're still on the air. WRCY 565. Yes, I am.
Real quick, were you trying to get a hold of me about an hour ago?
I don't think so.
Okay, I thought I heard my name, not so much my call sign mentioned. All right, I will let you go.
That was me who wanted to do the road trip to Canton, though.
Good luck. Be safe on the road. WRCY 565.
Roger. I mean, part of me wants to, but the other part says, yeah, nah. So, I haven't been there in a long time. Kind of a cool store. It's been so long for me, I can't even remember what the place is like. All right. Pulling in. WRU 850.
WRCY 565 is clear.
Yeah, 421, you're sounding okay because you're on the Detroit repeater, and it's a little bit noisy, I know that, but you're sounding okay, and this is WIUG 48, go ahead. Oh, nothing much except staying inside from this rain for a little bit. Roger. Roger.
Okay, cool talking to you. Thank you, and hope everything's
good. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48, clear. Thank you.
5392, mobile.
WRTX 929 monitoring.
WRVS 211 Mobile, Tennessee County Monitoring. WRVS 211 headed from Flint to Caseville. Anybody out there know if there's any repeaters up that way? Over.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. There are repeaters up here in Mayville area where I'm at right now.
Roger that. Appreciate it. Mayville, is that on the MI-8? Find that on the MI-8 website, perhaps?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but the Mayville repeater that I'm on currently is also connected down by Detroit.
Copy that. I appreciate the information. WRPS 211 out.
211-620, did you say you were going to Mayville or Chaseville?
We are headed to Caseville. It's up by the Thumb Moor. Not sure if there's anything up that direction.
Roger, you're going to be about 40 minutes north of where I'm at currently, and the closest repeater, I believe, is Mayville, down near where I'm at right now.
That's a solid copy, 10-4. I'll give that one a shot and see if we can connect to it.
Repeater map on my TMRS for you. But yeah, I know there's a 550 here in Mayville, a 600 in Mayville that's attached to the Michigami network. And I'll let you know as soon as I see the map here about further north.
Copy that, 620. I appreciate it. We'll give it a shot, see if we can get any type of tone. Out.
Good afternoon. This is WSTC 647 looking for WSTF 256. Nothing heard, WSTC 647.
You're traveling to, and no, there are no repeaters close to there. The closest one would be the Mayville 550. Also, the range on the Mayville 550 is 40 miles. So you might be able to hit it.
a radio check out there. The audio is low. WIUG 48.
WIUG 48, Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620, you are loud and clear, sir.
Lost one, this is lost three. Are you lost two?
Station 624, you sounding good? This is WIUG 48. Calling out there, but there's audio there. You're in the repeater, but you don't sound good. WIUG 48. You must be on the handheld. If you're on the handheld, you need a little bit longer antenna. If that don't work, then you gotta hold your handheld straight up in the air.
Any improvement here? What do you have to do, 713?
Now you sound excellent, but a little bit fading out, probably you're moving or something like that. Roger?
Any improvement here?
I can hear you.
Are you Jack, WSCW 983?
There she is. How are you doing today? I haven't heard you. I shouted for you this morning, but you weren't out there. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. And I hope you're doing good, too. Yeah, I had it on yesterday, and then there was some idiot on there just being obnoxious, so I turned it off because that gets old real quick. And then I got real busy this morning. I was going to turn it on, but we had running around to do. So what's the weather like over there where you're at? Over?
The sunshine and 79 degrees. Very sunny here and hot and humid and 79 degree weather. Roger.
Well, we got 77 degrees, 77% humidity, and it's cloudy but sunny, kind of like that, and it feels sticky. Over.
Well, I don't know, but it is a very, very, very sunshine out here, and it's very nice. It was raining earlier, maybe about 2 hours ago it was raining and it stopped raining, but now it's sunshine. And this is WIUG, 88.
Well, maybe it's coming this way because it is trying to break up, and it did rain pretty good. We didn't get no thunder or nothing like that. And I thought about getting on the radio, and then I thought, I don't know how that works. Maybe I'll get electrocuted or something. So I changed my mind on that. But it's looking like it's clearing up over here. It's trying to get sunny. Over.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. There'll be a sunshine by you there because it won't get dark till about 9 o'clock anyhow. So you'll have some sunshine back then. And this.
Yeah, my husband Doug, he's getting a mower out. He's going to go for it because he figures with all this rain, the grass will get really tall. So he's going to cut it all down tonight, make it look all nice, and then hopefully it'll be good for a while. Over. Or WSBW 983. Over.
Hi, Michelle, that's a good thing to do is cut the lawnmower after the rain. That way it doesn't grow. And it stays that way till maybe the next raining day.
We just just got back from Walmart and Aldi's. Aldi's has the best pizza. It's a three-meat stuffed crust pizza. And, man, it's really good. It doesn't taste like all the other, like, frozen pizzas. It tastes really good. Have you ever had one? Over.
You know what, Michelle? I love pizza, but the thing is, I just don't have the time to, cook it, put it in the stove. They say it's very easy, and everybody says, I don't know why you cannot do it. And all they say, you put the stove on 400, and when it cooks, maybe 10, 20 minutes, it cooks for you, and you can eat all you want. But they are got a good pizza. They do have a good pizza. I go to Aldi here by me on Rochester Road.
Yeah, we hit the Aldi's several times a week. They got some good stuff, and they got really good snacks in there. We always go and get that. But I'm going to let you go and go outside and see what's going on out there. And it was a pleasure talking to you, as usual. And maybe I'll catch you later on tonight. This is WSBW 983. It was good talking to you, Jack. Over.
Yeah, no problem. I just finished shopping, and I'm heading home. I had to go grocery shopping. I had to pick up some tomatoes and all that stuff because my tomatoes are still green out there. But the pickles, those pickles, they were a lot, and I gave away a lot, too. So, anyhow, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WIUG 488 clear.
My handheld, this is WFEA 24.
I believe that station 824. You can run out a Detroit repeater with a handheld, correct?
624,
WCA 24. Well, the 624 station is sounding good. And don't worry about that noise, that's from the repeater. This is WIUG 488. You fade out a little bit, but you're probably walking anyhow or something like that. Anyhow, yeah, I sound good. You're okay. And catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48 clear.
Yes, we're going to have to help it. The system gun. Keep all you want.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
WRUG 488, go ahead.
What are you doing and where are you?
Well, I just had some salad. And if you want to come over and have some salad, no problem at all. And I just went shopping, grocery shopping by you over there on Ryan and 18. And I just came back and ate a little salad. Roger.
Roger on that. Yep. Yep. Maybe tomorrow or Sunday. Do something, you know, maybe meet up somewhere if it ain't raining out. Said it was supposed to rain tonight, but it looks like it's clearing up. Might head out to the Dream Cruise later.
Yeah, it'll be tonight and tomorrow. Tonight it'll be some cars, but tomorrow it'll be a lot of cars out that way. And probably, you know, we go around and eat and all that stuff. They're going to have all kinds of food around.
I like going Friday, Thursday and Friday. I think those are the better days to go. Everything isn't blocked off. You can get a good place to sit. And all the same cars are there. No one's going to come all this way to go one day, so usually the cruise goes on for about a week beforehand, if not more. I haven't been out there yet.
I don't blame you because, you know, there's crazy people out there. You don't want to be out there Saturday or Sunday. There's a lot of crazy out there driving around and probably drinking, all that stuff. So, Eric, give me a few minutes. I got a phone call, so I got to catch up with this phone call. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah, tell funny lady I said hi. And catch you later, WRTX 957.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard from her for the past 3 days. I don't know, she's busy, you know, a lot of things, you know, it could be, you know, she worked, so I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, catch you later, WIUG 48.
RAS 504, monitoring.
out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Zach, how you doing on this afternoon?
Come on back again. I didn't get that. Bobby, you were moving.
I was just asking how you were doing this, this sunny afternoon. WSTM 94 ring.
Oh, I'm doing fine, but you know what? You must be moving around a lot or something like that. Because you're getting, you know, like... So anyhow, I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I'll throw my other antenna on, and then give you a call back here in just a few.
Oh, now you're okay, but stay where you're at. That way, that way you'll be better off this way. Now you're doing okay, Roger. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It'd be better off to give it a new one. I'm glad you did that anyhow. And anyhow, I know you're on 625, and 625, you know, you got interfering a little bit with something else right now. But otherwise, you're sounding good.
Good deal. All right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing, Jack. I just wanted to say hello and... hope you have a beautiful weekend. If I don't talk to you, it's supposed to be a little bit rainy. So make the best of it.
Roger that. Thank you for asking. I really do thank you for asking. And this is WIUG 488.
WSTM 94, I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSDZ 713, trying to call Unit 1, do you copy?
Yes, I copy.
Okay, just wondering how I'm coming in, if you can hear a little bit of static or not. Because I got a little bit of static from you, but I'm inside the house, and I'm just wondering how you're coming across.
It's a little staticky, but I can still hear you clear.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to make sure that was going to work. You can turn your unit off now. I just wanted to just try it out. And this is WSDZ 713, and I'm out.
WSBF 311. This is WSDZ 713. You copy? WSBF 311. This is WSDZ 713. Do you copy?
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 monitoring.
Bob, sir.
544-620, nice talking to you, sir. Your location again.
I am in Sheboygan County. How copy?
Roger that. You're far down here, Saginaw Bay.
You're not missing a thing here. We've had rain all day, on and off, and we can definitely use it up here, Roger.
Roger. Here in Cairo, it is currently sunny. Some clouds, but pretty sunny.
Roger that. Yeah, we can use the rain up here, so we're glad to have it for the grass and the garden. We wish you a good evening, and keep doing what you're doing. WRDC 2544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear on your final, sir.
Roger. WSBU 620, I'll be monitoring.
Roger that, 865 Station 1, calling 865 Station 2. Copy. Roger that, 865, clear.
WRFM 290, can I get a radio check, over?
SDM 993, radio check, loud and clear on this end.
Thank you, sir. What's your location?
Peter in Saginaw, Michigan.
Roger, thank you very much, sir. I'm down here in Utica, Michigan. I must be hitting that new tower you guys have up there, over.
Through that, sounding real good on this end, over here. Yep, doing really well. WSBM 993, clear.
Excellent. I'm just on a small 10-watt handheld. 290 out.
Two nine zero, your handheld's putting out some sort of DTMF codes or something when you unkey. It's probably an automatic number identification scheme or something. If you could look into it and get that turned off, that'd be great. Thanks. WRUU 850. This is normally where a person would say, okay, no problem, I'll look into it. But I get it. Help me, Fred.
Requires people to use their fucking brains, but nobody wants to do that out here. A bunch of TV jackasses.
Wow! I just, yeah, I don't know sometimes. Man, oh man. What's up, man?
Just had dinner, came downstairs to keep working, because I have 4 or 5 more hours tonight, and then I've got to load up in the morning and go to Hastings and work in Hastings all day tomorrow.
Is that an event or work?
No, day job. They wanted me to work next weekend too, but I have like MS next weekend, so no. I said no.
Wow. Okay, well, hope you're getting paid extra.
You're funny.
I'm at 53 hours right now for the week.
Yikes. All right, anyhow, we have waited way too late. I shouldn't be eating this late, but we haven't eaten yet, so I have to get out and go get something. As usual, we're fighting the battle of can't get a straight answer of what we're going to eat. I'll be back. WRUU 850.
Yeah, Michelle got home, brought chicken home, so I had chicken. And I just set this device to the wrong name. Cancel. Don't save. I got a pack last find and pack laptops, find three more laptops and image them tonight, and pack and load into desktops and pack and load everything for the morning. So, yeah. WRPA 678.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 monitoring.
WSD W327 monitoring.
Go ahead.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
Anybody out there for a radio check?
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 for a radio check. Roger, radio check. You're coming in pretty fuzzy. I'm up on the Mayville repeater.
This is Y919. It sounds like am I hitting a Stagmar repeater?
919-620. I'm on the Mayville repeater right now.
Didn't hear you last.
620, I am picking you up on the Mayville repeater right now, and you're pretty fuzzy. Over. I don't know if you heard my last. I am picking you up on the Mayville repeater, and you're coming in pretty fuzzy. Over. 620. Thank you.
that's kind of rough. WSCD 991.
Station 847, WIUG 48, clear.
Yes, 561.